Wonderland.
Radio 1. Radio 1. Je kent dit nummer natuurlijk al. Je hebt het al op Radio 1 gehoord. Did you really say no? Well, I thought you meant please. You were happy as a child. I was numb to my knees. Oren Lavie samen met Vanessa Paradis. Did You Really Say No? Oren Lavie heeft vorige vrijdag een knap nieuw album released met onder andere dit hele mooie nummer op. Bedroom Crimes heet het album. Heel fijn album. Ik ben fan. Dat komt goed uit, want ik mag hem hier in Wonderland ontvangen. Die Oren Lavie zometeen een interview met de Israëlische pianist en zanger en toneelschrijver en boekenschrijver, want dat doet hij ook. Ze is jammer genoeg niet meegekomen, Vanessa, maar dat is niet erg. Eerst een stukje sessie speciaal voor ons. Did You Really Say No? In een solo pianoversie van Oren Lavie.
You meant yes. There were shadows in your hair. There were flowers on your dress. And the flowers grew wild. And the shadows turned to trees. You were happy as a child. I was numb to my knees. Baby, baby on the floor. What did you come here for? Did you really say no? Baby, I used to know. Did you say no? Well, I thought you meant please. You were happy as a child. I was numb to my knees. Then the flowers turned red and the shadows grew tall. Make you disappear? Were you ever here at all? Baby, baby on the floor. What did you come here for? Did you really say no? What did you come here for? Did you really say no? Where did your color go?
Did You Really Say No in een versie van Oren Lavie? We kennen ze natuurlijk in een versie met Vanessa Paradis. Die miste je op deze versie. Hi Oren.
Hi.
Your new album is out. Your second album. Really beautiful one. Bedroom Crimes. This song we already knew. The one with Vanessa. Mm-hmm. How did you get in contact with her? I heard you knew some people in common.
Yes, my publisher actually in France was the guy who made the first album of Vanessa with Jules Taxi, etc.
And they
were friends for a couple of decades now. And I always wanted to do this duet with Vanessa because I kind of grew up listening to her songs. And for me, she kind of represents something about the French culture. And she's a very good actress as well. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to cast an actress to do this. So we are two characters in a situation rather than two singers. Mm-hmm. So she was perfect. And I asked him if he would get in touch with her. And he said, sure, we can try. And she got back to us very quickly after a day. And she said she really liked it. She listened to it late at night.
That's the ideal time.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. I want to program my songs so it's not possible to play them during the day, only at night.
Yeah. Well, this is also the perfect time of the day to listen to it at night, of course. It's also really beautiful how you really act in the song, both. And in your voices blend very well. Did you immediately think of Vanessa when you were writing the song?
No, when I was writing it, I thought I was writing a song for a man and a woman. So the song is a situation expressed from two different points of view. And I knew that I wanted it to be a duet. I thought about me and somebody, yeah. A certain mysterious lady, and I didn't know who I wanted this to be. But the way it worked is that I finished the album, and the only thing that was yet remained to be seen is this going to be really a duet, or am I going to leave it with my own vocal mm-hmm. over there? And I said, let's try Vanessa and see if she can do it. And so she was the first name that mm-hmm. came to my mind when it was time to make a choice, yeah.
Because it's the only duet on the album.
Yes, it is.
But it does pop out in a very beautiful way. It really works. Oren, I think in Belgium until now, of course, this album will be huge, but you were only known through the beautiful stop-motion music video you made for Her Morning Elegance in 2009, I think.
Yes.
Around that time, with a woman on a bed that lives her life in bed. She's like in a dreamy world and everything happens with her pillows and so on. Now, this new album is called Bedroom Crimes. Are these bedrooms like an obsession to you?
Am I obsessed? That's the question. I probably am obsessed. or I sleep too much, you know.
Do you really?
I sleep too much, yes.
I do too.
Really? I mean, it's you know, that's the best thing we can do with our time.
Not sure about that, but but you do you write your music in your bedroom? Or do you?
I mean, what's interesting to me in bedrooms, I mean, some of the most exciting things that happen to us happen inside bedrooms. I mean, the first obvious thing is, of course, sex.
Yeah.
But also, and even more so, dreams, and also where we wake up from a dream, and where we come to, where we meet reality in the morning. It's also the place where we spend the last minute of the day before we dive into our subconsciousness, and it's an interesting pathway.
Yeah.
What dreams?
What do you consider bedroom crimes? Then is that crimes you commit in your dreams, or is it adultery? Is it?
It's all of that. It's emotional crimes. I mean, of course, not criminal crimes, but crimes that we commit to, on, around the people we love. And for me, it's everything starting from betrayal, lies, white lies, jealousy, and thoughts that are unspoken, little cracks in intimacies, all the things that we keep to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It's a very intimate place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year, you wrote a beautiful children's book,
mm-hmm.
The Bear Who Wasn't There. It's a story about a bear that doesn't know if he's a bear or what he is.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes ask yourself that question?
Oh, well, of course.
Because you have had an amazing career until now. You've been a playwright. You've been in theater. You've, of course, made some beautiful videos. You've made beautiful music. You've now put out this children's book. In what role do you find yourself the most at ease?
At ease is an expression that I never find myself.
While sleeping would be.
That's why I like sleeping so much. I enjoy doing all of them. I mean, I think only now I am. It's a little bit like juggling, you know, where you have always a couple of balls in the air. And you're holding balls in your hands, and it's always about keeping the movement going, where the ones that you're holding are the things that you're doing at that moment. Mm-hmm. The ones up in the air, you have to pay attention where they are. So,
and do the projects inspire each other?
Absolutely. I mean, in a way that I always like to do least what I am doing at that moment.
Yeah.
So it's always, when I'm recording an album, I want to write a book because it allows me a certain freedom that I can't do in the songs. And so I do my best work when I'm not doing the work that I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Because every format has so many restrictions. At that specific moment, they show me the liberties of the other formats.
Yeah.
Never say never, but never say always. Sometimes can be good for you. Try to be kinder to people who bore you. You're probably boring them too. Never say one thing and wish for another, for which of the two will come true? If you can love it, then it will most likely love you. Never say never, and don't be so clever. It's lonely to win every fight. Never say something you wouldn't like hearing. If you can't be nice, be polite. Like you do one thing is how you do everything, but you can do everything right. All of the time, all of the time. Try to be true, try to be fair. Don't play so much with your hair. Don't pick but strong, make room it'll come. And take better care. And don't be so late. Don't make people wait. Don't act like you're so fucking great. Don't over-prepare and take better care. Care of yourself. Water the flowers, don't pee in the shower. And books aren't your friends, they're just art. Don't say you hate it, you don't need to love it. There's so many shades to your heart. Be a good lover, the thing you'll discover. You're more than the sum of your parts. Don't think you know how it ends, cause you know how it starts. And try to be true, try to be fair. Don't play so much with your hair. Don't pick but strong, make room it'll come. And take better care. Don't be so late, don't make people wait. Don't act like you're so fucking great. Don't over-prepare, and take better care. Care of yourself.
I like your song Note to Self a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song in which you give a lot of good advice to yourself. I like it because it's also good advice for me. Don't be too late. Don't act like you're fucking great. Don't think you know how it ends because you know how it starts. Never say never. Don't be too clever. But also, it's lonely to win every fight. I have the feeling you do win every fight right now. Like every project you've done is a beautiful thing. What do you consider your biggest failure, maybe? What makes you don't feel lonely?
I think the biggest, I wouldn't say failure, but the biggest, I wouldn't say enemy as well, but the biggest force that works against me is time. Because time is something that, while spent, never comes back. And so it may have taken me longer than I would have wanted to do all those things. And so you always look at the things that you got around to doing, and sometimes you look at it and you're very proud. And sometimes you look at it and you say, is that all I did during that time? I probably should have done more and better.
Doesn't it also work, like, taking the time? A lot of people would be jealous to be able to take the time. A lot of people put out an album 1 year later and look back and think, oh, I should have done that. I should have taken more time.
Yeah, I mean, you're always a little bit envious of the way other people work. I mean, if you have a tendency to do things quickly, you wish you would have done them slowly. If you're a slow person, you wish you'd be faster. I think it's good to slowly understand your journey in life and understand what are the things that you're fighting against inside yourself, and then slowly put them at ease,
yeah.
As you said. I think the less you fight, eventually, the easier things get.
Yeah.
So don't fight yourself, but sort of let yourself be. But that takes a certain fight to understand, yeah. To uncover.
You didn't work in a studio. You worked at home.
Mm-hmm.
You recorded there? You produced your album there?
Yeah. I mean, I have a piano at home that's been with me for many years, and I love that piano.
It sounds good, yeah.
Yeah. It's a small upright piano, but it sounds very special, and I like the way it sounds inside the room, so I decided to record it there. And I built a tiny little home studio, and I played the piano, and I sang there, and I did all the small instruments there. I brought musician friends to work with me there. And when I recorded Strings, of course, I went out to a bigger studio, but that was only for a couple of days, and then back home to do the rest.
That also creates some extra time and space.
Working at home?
Yeah. Or does it bother you taking your work with you all the time? Or
I mean, it has advantages and disadvantages. The advantages are clear that you get, you know, in the middle of the night, you can run to the other room and play a take. And many of the takes that ended up on the album were played in an emotional state where I suddenly felt something.
And yeah.
The studio was just next door. The disadvantages are that when you have no energy, when you are a little bit tired of your own environment, then you don't get the energy from the outside, which you would if you go to a studio and then you work with other people, and then, you know, and then suddenly your batteries sort of fill up with the energy that's in the studio.
Yeah.
So it's kind of lonely to do this at home. It's a lonely thing to do.
But it's lonely music too.
Yeah, I think it was right for this album. I think this wasn't an album that I could have done in a studio. But I don't necessarily think that I would insist on working in the same way for the next album.
Your music, mostly the sonatas on your album,
mm-hmm.
they remind me so much about of Erik Satie. Do you listen to a lot of classical music?
Yeah.
Piano music?
Yes. I mainly listen to classical music. I don't listen too much to other songwriters. I kind of...
Is that a thing? Like, is it a choice you make for yourself to not be influenced by them, or...?
No, I'm just not entirely interested. Just because that's not what... In a strange way, I grew up not listening to music that I make today, mm-hmm. to the songwriter. I listen to classical music, and I listen to Broadway music. And jazz of that era, you know, musicals. And later I've discovered people like Jacques Brel and Georges Brassens,
yeah.
and then Tom Waits and Serge Gainsbourg. And those guys were interesting because they had a certain universe of their own, which was very poetic and very intimate. And I, relatively late in life, I've discovered those people. And so I do listen to them.
I can hear that in your voice maybe more than in your music.
True. I have a lazy voice. You know, I'm a lazy singer, and I'm, you know, when I sing, it's kind of like I talk.
It's whisper-like. Yeah. Is that because you're not a good singer?
It's because I'm a terrible singer. Because my voice is not trained. Because I'm lazy. And because it serves the material. You know, it's. I didn't start by singing my own songs. When the first songs that I wrote, I thought they were going to be songs in plays or songs in movies.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
I wrote them per what the story in my mind required. And then gradually I started singing my own songs, and then it changed the way I wrote the songs because I had to write them in a way that I could sing them. So they became slower, and they became lower in key, and they became a little bit like a monologue.
You're going to play Breathing Fine for us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something you want to tell us about that song before we listen to it? It's the second song in your album.
Mm-hmm.
Is it also an old song?
It may be the oldest song on the album. The newest one was Note to Self.
Okay, yeah.
That was, and in a way, Note to Self is different from the rest of the album because it's the only song that talks about me.
Yeah.
Breathing Fine is, you know, it's a situation between two people. One of them is not there. She's only there in the way that he remembers her, the way he misses her. That's what I have to say right now about this song.
But those are not songs that are autobiographical.
No.
These are just stories you made up.
It's kind of, I like the idea of a series of bedrooms sort of floating in space, that, you know, not in one specific city, not in a certain time, that we sort of, the camera moves from one bedroom to the other and we spend a couple of minutes there and we move on to the next one. So, of course, it's influenced by things I've experienced and, you know, the way I look at the world, but it's not about things that actually happened to me.
Okay, let's move over to the bedroom where somebody's breathing fine. Thank you, Oren Lavie.
Thank you very much.
The feeling of falling is still so familiar. The pain in my stomach is better, but baby, bright colors have faded too early this year. And strangers look stranger round here. The flowers you've left here have died in the heat. I see part of your face now on girls in the street. I hope you like your new neighbors. Don't sleep with every new stranger. It's lonely, but only at night. And most of the time I'm breathing fine. Most of the time I'm breathing fine. I stare at familiar places. I talk to myself in empty spaces. But breathing is fine most of the time. It's half of me, baby, that still is infected. No water has cleansed it, no sleep has erased it. Two words and a ways from this room is a cage. And things I'm trying to write you, they die on the page. What else can I tell you? I just turned 31. The boy grew no wings, so he's learned how to run. I hope you keep out of danger now, stranger to stranger. It's lonely, but only at night. And most of the time I'm breathing fine. Most of the time I'm breathing fine. I stare at familiar places. I talk to myself in empty spaces. But breathing is fine most of the time.
Zo bijzonder mooi. Breathing Fine, een sessie voor Wonderland hier op Radio 1. Oren Lavie, je kan straks